بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم is following one's whims problematic if it doesn't reach sin.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
Yes. One needs to restrain oneself because the unrestrained self is like the undisciplined child, right? That if you don't listen to small things, then you won't listen in big things, right? So if you can't control yourself in the halal, then how will you control yourself when you come to a halal versus haram decision, right? So that's one of the great merits of having adab, proper manners, right? Related to our worldly actions, eating, drinking. You know, eating with the left hand is not sinful, but it's an adab. It's a sunnah and an adab. Drinking while sitting down, how we put on our feet, how we put on our shoes, how we enter and exit the house, how we enter the washroom. All of these teach us restraint in the permissible matters in life. And having restraint is the bridge to being able to have taqwa. That one, hold oneself back and one chooses and acts in accordance with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when one inclines towards something, one's whim or one's desire, if one considers benefit in it, is this good? Whether it is good, and why am I doing it? So you can, you know, if you act on the basis of consideration of benefit, that is reason. And if you act on with consideration also of the pleasure of Allah, that is you combine intellect and heart in your action. So you're walking down the street after Taraweeh and someone has cheesecake. You incline towards the cheesecake. That's just desire. There's nothing wrong with it, but you think, is this the right thing to do? At midnight, okay, I'll take some, get some for my family. Is this good? And how do you do it? Seeking the pleasure of Allah. How? Very simple. You know, you consider. There's many ways you can make buying some cheesecake after Taraweeh into a good act. So then that is not whimsical anymore. If you, whatever you incline towards, you rein it in with the intellect, with the aql, through consideration, and of whether it is of benefit or not, and then you raise that benefit towards the pleasure of Allah. And one of the keys for that in worldly matters is gratitude.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.